Jack of all. Go ahead.
Good morning and welcome and Merry Christmas. I think we're here for a very special service this morning. We're going to be entertained as well as moved and feeling the spirit of the day. But I do have a few announcements. You know, they're the usuals. We do have Bible study at 9 o'clock on Sundays and on Wednesday evenings at 7, preceded by a half an hour of prayer at 6:30. Thursday is choir practice. And did anybody else have any announcements? Okay. For prayer requests, continue to pray, please, for Barbara Tessman Waiter and Jack and her husband Jack and Kelly Morin as they continue to recover and get themselves back to 100%. Healing prayers for Buck and Faith and everyone else who has the flu. Bob and Judy, Alma and Charlie, are Parkinson's battlers. And then those of us around here who have cancer, Ken LaRock, my sister Ruth, Charlie Roberts, Roger Kerboy, and Reverend Bob Wellner, Karen's friend Dee and her husband. Prayers for the Poulin family, who those of you that don't know lost their little son not too long ago, well, a while ago now, but he was only 6 years old, 5 years old, so it was obviously devastating. Baby Luke, who continues to battle his cancer, Angelica Ward, Maya, and all our other children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren that need healing prayers for the doctors and nurses that treat them. Healing prayers for our Mr. Jetty, George Vreeland, who's here with us. Always in the okay. George. Good to have him back. Missy Hagan, who was in a car accident, Kelly Morgan, who has issues that we don't even know what they are, and Priscilla Varney. Anybody else for prayer requests? Yes.
My friend Valeria was due at Doc's waiting for a kidney.
Yes, Valeria is waiting for a kidney, so. Okay, I guess we're ready to begin. It's our special service. Okay, rise if you're able.
Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to have you all gathered here again. If you were here for last night's candlelight service, I hope you were lifted up and motivated. And we hope that today's service will put perspective on the day that we call Christmas. My call to worship is called It Came to Pass. And when you read the Bible, the scriptures are prefaced by the words that came to pass. A lot different than once upon a time. Because once upon a time is the preface for fairy tales. It came to pass as the fulfillment of prophecy. The prophecy of the birth of a Savior, Jesus Christ. The Old Testament is the law and the prophecy that's fulfilled in the New Testament. And when you spend the time, you'll find over 500 messianic prophecies that foretell the birth of the Savior, starting in the book of Genesis. So thousands and thousands of years before the birth of the Christ child, it was prophesied, and then it all came to pass. The fulfillment of prophecy. So, since our tradition in this church is when somebody has a birthday, we sing happy birthday, Kit, we're going to do happy birthday to Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day and every day, but we are especially blessed for having such a nice day today. We're thankful for those that have gathered this morning. We pray for travel mercies for those that are on the roads, that they travel safely and return back home blessed and fulfilled. We ask, Father, a prayer for all our military personnel that are spread around the globe, our police and our firefighters, our EMTs and first responders, the folks that step into harm's way so that we can be here and share in the freedoms. We ask that you bless their families that wait. We ask, Father, a prayer for all our leaders, local and national. We pray for our new president that's coming in and his cabinet, that you would bless them mightily, that you would reach out and continue to bless our country and bless the towns here in the area. And Father, we come to you this morning and we're so thankful. Thankful that through your son, Jesus, that death was defeated, that we have no longer to fear death, that we have the opportunity to enlist in God's army, to serve him during our life, and that service will prompt us to be activated into full-time service in the big army in the sky, in God's army. We thank you and praise you for this day and every day. And now, Father, as we lock in our pews and we prepare for service, we gather in the prayer that your son Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We'll sing our first hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, first and last verses, 171. Things, and the ushers are going to come forward, and I say every week to share from your abundance, because we truly are abundantly blessed. God gives us and gives to us and gives to us, and we are a small but elite fighting force here in a little church on the hill, and we're always able to do the outreach and contribute to a wide variety of things. The offerings that you give here help to support this ministry, but the offering that you give every day, the offering of yourselves at work, at school, in the coffee shop, in the grocery store, the offerings that you give when you find somebody else is in need and you're able to help fill that need, is the light and love of Jesus Christ, because that's our job. Our job is to be that light in the darkness. And folks that are in troubled times and can't get by, they have that darkness, and we do the outreach. So as the ushers come forward, share from your abundance. Humbly come before you. We humbly come and return a small portion of the blessings that you've given to us. But this week, Father, on the birthday of your Son Jesus, we come very humbly, for you give us blessings that we don't deserve. You lift us up and plan for our future way before we were even born. And so, Father, we return a small portion to you to be utilized in your service. We ask you bless these gifts as well as the givers. Help them to expand our ministry, to reach out those folks that have not seen the light and still live in darkness. Help us to be that light that they lures them and brings them in, Father, to your army, so that none will be left behind. Amen. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. And it's always nice when grandma and granddaughter are taking the offerings, because it shows you how you share from your abundance, how you train your children up in the way they should go. All nice examples and fine examples of the work that we are intended to do. You may be seated. Okay, you can do silent night and leave them home. You want you to go get them now? Oh, don't.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to you all. I remember the very first Christmas because I was there. I was a shepherd in the hills outside of Bethlehem the night our blessed Savior was born. Although it was over 2,000 years ago, I remember as if it was yesterday.
Thank you.
Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife.
Do you want to join us in singing O Little Town of Bethlehem, first verse?
Thank you.
abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Join us for the first Noel.
Which is Christ the Lord. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Joy to the world.
Thank you.
when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the days of Herod the king.
Thank you.
ye east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was, and they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, they worshipped him and opened their treasures.
This all together. And then Ken. Ken owned his part real well.
Yeah.
He woke up, paid attention, looked at the gifts. He just wasn't old enough to go, I really like that one. Jesus is a promise of a new tomorrow. The Jews had been persecuted for thousands and thousands of years when Jesus was born. The Romans were an occupying army. He grew up in a country that had really no rights. They were governed by an outside force. And Jesus' life was threatened, as was the prophecy. He had, as a child, to flee to Egypt so that he would be saved. But Jesus brings not only a promise of a new tomorrow, but victory over death. Yeah. through Jesus. Jesus comes and he walks and he role models and he teaches. And he teaches a message of hope. That's why the lights are important. That's why we do candlelight. That's why we talk about Jesus' words in John's scripture. In John, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Later in John, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." Each one of us has a duty each day to get up and be that light. The light that shows darkness to others that are in harm's way, that are in hurt, that have lost jobs, lost loved ones, that are sick, that don't have quite enough spring in their giddy up during the week. Our job is to provide that light. And the power comes from the light. And our light burns all the time. The beauty of the light is because we're like-minded Christians, because today we worship here in this little church, but we worship with millions and millions of Christians around the world, like-minded Christians. And each Christian has that light. And sometimes Christians get beat up. Soldiers sometimes, when you're deployed for a long time, you get beat up. And you look for support from your fellow soldiers. You look to the flag that you fight for. You reach out and you look for that renewing force. And that's what this church has, and that's what linking with other like-minded Christians has. Because if our light becomes tired, and our light happens to be so tired that it goes out. The light goes out, but you go and find another. And where two or more are gathered,
amen.
Jesus will be there.
Amen.
And that's the blessing of Christ, the blessing of Christmas, is life and life eternal. And that you, when you get up each day, you don't fight that battle alone. That you put on God's armor. And if your day is bad, you find like-minded Christians and you come together and you're renewed and lifted up. And that's the promise. That's the promise, that you'll never be in darkness, that you'll never be alone, that you'll never be all by yourself, because God walks with you all the time, and you're lifted up and surrounded by angels, and you're surrounded by angels that look just like all of you. Because at different times in my life, all of you have come and you've been that angel that I needed. You didn't maybe know it at the time, but you were the angel that I needed that day. I needed that phone call. I needed that cup of coffee. I needed you to lift me back up so that I could go forward and continue the fight. Because the mission stays the same. Any of you folks that are prior military know that when you fall in formation, if you've got a full complement of 50 or you've got 5, the mission doesn't change because there's only 5 of you. The mission doesn't change if you're that lone soldier. You still have that same mission. Yeah. So you gather together, you renew your forces, and you move forward. So this Christmas, as you leave here, I hope that your wick has been turned up, that your lamp is full, that your light burns brightly. And for the rest of the day, as you move forward and bond with family and friends and people that you run into, as you stop and get a cup of coffee or get gas, that you wish them a most blessed and merry Christmas, and that your light shines so that they want to know who or what you've got going on, because you've got the answer. You've got the gift that goes on for eternity. And the beauty of God's gift is you can give it away all day long and you still got it. So this day, as we close this service, our real service begins. Join with me in prayer. Father, as we close this service, we ask that you lift us up to new heights. That you open our hearts and minds to new opportunities. That we move forward united as a one large fighting force, moving forward to help others that have not seen the light. We ask, Father, that you bless us and bless us mightily. That you help us to move forward. Help us to touch everybody, because, Father, we want no one left behind. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Our closing hymn is 173, O Come All Ye Faithful. We'll do first and last verses.
Oh, God.
every day as you walk and work. We lift all these things up to you, Father, in your Son Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.